You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
It is indeed the Noisy Library of New Zealand's music history. And today I'm very, very excited to be joined by David Hircht, who wrote a beautiful piece about mojos on Queen. Kia ora, David.
Hi there.
It's lovely to speak to you, friend. Read your piece, and it's just immaculate, so well researched.
It was a fun piece to do, Nick. It really was, because it's sort of unknown territory. Most people don't know about it. And Mojo's was an interesting club because it was directly opposite the Auckland Town Hall on Queen Street. Huge sign, Mojo's. And, so you had the Town Hall with all the councillors and bar there. And the other side, you had a transgendered nightclub. And, so it's an interesting place.
Yeah, it's from the photos, it seems like such a hub of culture, so much going on. There's a great quote that you take from a 1969 Playdate feature about it, Mojo's not being a haunt for theology students. Can you elaborate a little bit about why that was such poignant quote?
Yeah, well, it sort of wasn't aimed at theology, so students put it that way. It wasn't aimed at the gay community either. It was aimed at people who liked going to see professional drag shows. Now, they were very popular in the world at that stage. Sydney had Lay Girls and stuff like that. Nicole, one of the stars of the show at Mojo's, had been to Hong Kong and performed at Playgirls Den, which was a huge club where every girl had their own dresser, you know. And it was at that time, the drag shows were really popular, and Mojo's was supposed to capitalise on that.
Wow. Should we listen to this first song you wrote? You wrote two epic songs. I love your first choice. Shirley Bassey is a favourite of mine. This is the Sea in the Sand.
Yeah. The thing about drag shows is people think they're just big tunes, big show tunes and stuff like that. Well, they sort of weren't. I mean, in the case of Mojo's, the music was chosen by Nicole DeVal, who's still alive. She's 81. And a lot of her music was quite from the heart, you know. So what you're doing is really getting a transgendered person's heart speaking to you. Mm. And the Shirley Bassey one, it's good. And the costumes for it are great, you know, because what you've got is the girls' ring, four girls plus Nicole, and then they had a gauzy big square. So what they'd be doing is undulating big square over Nicole sort of, miming the song. And, look, from the photos, it looks great, you know. You can see how it worked theatrically. Mojo's was about theatre, you know.
I love that. Let's have a listen to this tune. It's a great tune. This is The Sea in the Sand by Shirley Bassey.
Spray from my brow.
Such a gorgeous track, The Sea and the Sand, David. Why did you choose this one?
Because it does seem to say something about the girls themselves. I mean, Nicole chose the track. She was, yeah, and she went for this one because, yeah, it had drama in it. I mean, Shirley Bassey is sort of part Welsh, part African. So, you know, it had all of those things in that voice. And Bassey, you know, has a remarkable voice. And it has drama. And I think Nicole liked the drama. And, and so on her final show at Mojo's, Nicole did it all to Shirley Bassey.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, what a tribute. I can hear it in the song. Just I can hear how, I guess, amazing the performance would be. I can almost visualize it. And would have been quite something to see live.
Yeah, and also, you know that voice is really coming from a transsexual, and I'm using transsexual, so that's what they use, a transsexual person, you know? So they're projecting into that voice. It's who they are, what they want. You know, those high-kicking numbers and things like that are great, but this is the real thing. This is what someone felt inside.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about the research process for this, because there's a lot of great heritage photos and there's a lot of great quotes. So how long did it take to research this article?
Well, it took a lot of sitting with Nicole. So, you know, I sat with Nicole for a long time and, you know, really got her memories, which is quite interesting. You know, you had Auckland in the 1970s, really. And so, yeah, and she's got a good memory. And so, you know, very frank memory. And so there was something they couldn't enclose in that story, you know. But it was fun because Thursday night was called Sailor's Night, and they gave some guy went to the Devonport Naval Base and gave out a free ticket to a group of guys who would bring their friends along. So, yeah, so Thursday night was the night that, you know, they had sailors in. And, all the little details like that came from Nicole, and, you know, it was fun for all. Now, it was sort of quite odd because that sailor's night resulted in two or three marriages. Now, gay marriages, they were illegal at the time, but no one was doing research. So what would they do was, you know, and they all changed their names by that stage. So what they'd do is book a wedding at St. Matthew's in the city. And I've seen the photos. And, you know, get married. And, yeah, so they were a couple. And,
oh,
you know,
that's really beautiful.
Wedding photo and stuff like that. It's quite interesting, you know. So it was a whole subculture with its little things like that, which we don't know about much about now.
Yeah, that's a really, really, really beautiful bit of history that you came across there. That's really lovely. I was going to, you've mentioned Sailor's Night, but I wonder if there's another anecdote that stands out from you from your research process and from putting together this piece that you love the most.
I don't know if I love this one most. It's the weirdest one, okay?
Yeah.
Now, it's probably about one of the strangest jobs I've ever worked at Mojo's. She had a phantom pregnancy, okay? So Nicole says her stomach kept on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. She was telling people she was pregnant. And then she went into hospital to have the baby. Nicole went in to visit her and asked the doctor, did she really have a baby? And he said, no, it's just a phantom pregnancy. But then they went and visited her at home after she got out, and she was still going, and said that the baby was in the next room and sleeping, couldn't be woken. Nicole, bless her little heart, went and snuck a look. And I find this next bit really sad. So there was a baby's cot there. She pulled back the blanket and there was a sort of thing made out of sticks and stones in there, which is really sad, and, you know. It's what happens when a society represses somebody's, you know, what they think of as their natural urges, you know. It sort of comes out in strange ways. But most of the girls who worked at Mojo's, you know, well-adjusted, and, you know, there is an interview you can see at the bottom of the audio culture thing. You've got a lot of links. First one was to a TVNZ half-hour show, and you get the girls sitting being interviewed in Mojo's. Now, they dressed up for the future show. And apart from the fact they're lying to their back teeth about having sex, not having sex, because having sex was against the law then. You'd get 2 years imprisonment.
Whoa.
And it would be against the law for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
So they're busy sitting there practically saying they're schoolgirl virgins, which really wasn't true. And it is a good thing to watch. And it's just at the bottom of the page. If you go to Audio Coach, right down the bottom of the page, that link. And you get to see some of the shows, and you get to see them talking and smoking, because, you know, everyone's smoking then. And it just gives you an insight into how they dressed, how they looked, how they talked, and how they thought of themselves.
Yeah.
I think there's four or five girls there. Nicole's the blonde in the front. And, it's good. It's a good glimpse. There's also some audio, which is where a guy called Jack Perkins or something was traveling around nightclubs talking to people. But when he went to, it was for the Radio New Zealand. So, and when he went to Mojo's, he interviewed the audience, and as well as clips, audio clips of shows. And so he's basically asking people when they went in what they expected. And people were going, I expect it will be very strange. And that very clipped accent New Zealanders had then. And, I suspect I won't like it, stuff like this. And then he got them, so they came out. And, you know, it was a show that changed people's minds, you know. So, yeah, they had changed. There was one person who said, I know they're all homosexuals, but the show was really good, you know. So it was something that did change people's view on life.
Can't deny talent. Can't deny talent. Well, you've chosen one more song for us before we get up out of here. This is I Don't Know How to Love Him by Helen Reddy. Why did you choose this track?
It's a wonderful clip, Nick. You know, it's a wonderful clip in reality.
Yeah.
We get it from Audio Culture. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I recommend everyone going and checking out this Audio Culture interview. It's called Mojo's on Queen by the one and only David Hurkt, who we're lucky enough to have on the phone right now. Thank you so much for speaking to us, David.
Thank you.
Thanks for your mahi. Thanks for your work. I really appreciate it. Ka kite.
was
Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz. It's just fascination. Kia ora, talofa. Susie Cato plus musical guests equals sounds fun for kids. This Sunday at the Tuning Fork.
We're all gonna have some fun.
Susie Cato is joined by very fun friends for a morning filled with singing, dancing, and crafting fun. Fun for Kids with Susie Cato and friends this Sunday at the Tuning Fork. Get your tickets today from Moshtix.
Looking for a guitar with some personality? Check out the selection at Go Cooler Music. Go Cooler Music have a mind-blowing range of vintage and pre-loved gear for professionals, beginners and left-handed players alike. Yamahas, Epiphones, LTDs, Fender, Gibson, you name it, they've got it. And if you're a student, you get 10% off. Go Cooler Music is open Wednesday till Sunday, 10 till 5 p.m. Check out Go Cooler Music Store at 378 Broadway Newmarket or gokulamusic.co.nz.
Get that fizz in ya. Kirin Hyokitsu. The number one RTD in Japan has just cracked open a new flavour, raspberry.
An exquisite blend of natural fruit juice and vodka soda that will keep you refreshed.
It's low in sugar and calories, but huge on taste.
With fruit juice rapidly frozen at minus 18 degrees Celsius, that seals in authentic flavour and freshness.
Experience the cool, clean taste of perfection.
Enjoy a raspberry Kirin Hyokitsu today.
He finally asked me out. He says he knows a spot.
It better not be ice cream at Mission Bay.
I hope it's not under the Harbour Bridge.
Oh no! What if you have to walk up Mount Eden?
He better not think Minnehaha is original.
Oh, thank God. It's a beer spot. I can try the new local brews.
The 95BFM Drive Show. A 3-hour psychedelic playground of japes, jive and jams. 4 to 7 p.m. every weekday only on 95BFM.
Thanks to the Beer Spot, your tappy place.
Earth Tongue have crawled out from beneath the castle clutching their brand new album, Dungeon Vision. And to celebrate, they're taking over Auckland's favourite dungeon, Double Whammy, this Saturday. Charged up and with the power of demonic fuzz behind them, Earth Tongue will release their sonic sorcery, bringing their new album to life before your very eyes. Earth Tongue Dungeon Vision album release tour at Double Whammy this Saturday. Tickets on sale now from Under the Radar.
The 95BFM Entertainment Guide.
I don't want to blow up their spot, but I love Bridge's voice so much. They have such a soothing tone. All right, the 95BFM Entertainment Guide, keeping you entertained. Tuesday, the 10th of February, 2026. Auckland Shakespeare in the Park is happening. Tonight is Much Ado About Nothing. Tickets from pumphouse.co.nz. Lord Ultrasound Tour is on at Spark Arena. Hold on, just we got Fables in the studio. Let me just...
Hello.
Did you know that Lord was here today? Did I miss that completely?
I thought Billy Martin was playing tonight.
Okay, maybe that's wrong. I don't know. You guys can tell me.
Well, I don't know.
We'll work through that. Maren Morris from the USA is here for the Dreamsicle NZ Tour at Kitty Te Kanawa Theatre. Miriam McComb is with the band at Public Bar. Support from Greta O'Leary. Shout out Greta O'Leary one time. Prowl, open rehearsals on at Te Oro. Tony Daunt, Mona Hums, Miles Daisy, and Amy Mason is on at the Clare Inn. Wednesday, the 11th of February, that's tomorrow. A Place to Bury Strangers from the US of A is at Double Whammy. Tickets from Under the Radar. Auckland Shakespeare in the Park is back. Romeo and Juliet this time. Danny Boy from Scotland. The Dare World Ended Tour is on at the Sky City Theatre. Harper Finn, the Silo Park Tour is on at Double Whammy. You can read Caitlin Ratcliffe's awesome Coffee with the Friends interview with Harper Finn. Recommend that one. Open Decks. Recommend reading that piece. It's really good. Open Decks night is on at Il Bruto. Free entry. 6 p.m. till late. All ages, all guests applied. I'm guessing maybe bring a USB. Anyway, very soon, we'll be talking to Fables.
To list your event on the Entertainment Guide, email goodguide@95bfm.com.
Alrighty, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here. Sorry, I kind of just jumped on you on that. I was like, there should have been a song in between there. But Fables, how are you doing in the studio?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
In the flesh, every time I see you, I'm always so like, I need to step my clothes game up because you're always coming in these cool outfits. And I'm like, this is a star. This is a singer right here.
I've got a handmade rosette. I've started making them with my friends in the weekends.
That's so epic.
We're going to do rosettes as merch at the Cupid Bar show because I think everybody deserves a prize.
That is... I'm so for participation certificates. Like, yeah. Give me a... Yeah, I did something.
Brush my teeth twice a day.
And then this is...
hard to remember, honestly, sometimes.
Yo, straight up.
Yeah.
I put my washing out today. Give me a participation medal.
You get a star.
Thanks,
gold
man.
Star
thanks.
For you.
I want to give you a gold star too because I always feel like when I listen to your songs, I'm just like, I want to give you a hug because this is such a beautiful song. And every time you're showing me one of your tracks, it's like, I don't know, it takes me a minute to come back into my normal flow. Do you have that experience quite a lot when you're showing people your music?
I don't show my music to a lot of people.
Wow.
Before... it's out in the wild, like
I love your songwriting. Is you have such a beautiful artistic like vulnerability about how you write your songs. You give it your all, and you lean into it too. We're here to talk about your song that's coming out very soon. Eyes Closed. Tell us a little bit about this track.
I wrote it when I was deeply sad, and I think that is kind of a pillar of the record, just moving through. We like to think of it as a Venn diagram. We've got, I think I've told you this before, but...
No, please.
We've got one circle, which is grieving, and then we've got yearning is another circle, and then the third circle is pining, and I feel like... the whole spectrum of human emotion could fit within that.
Yeah.
And then in the middle is kind of like my best work.
Wow.
'Cause yeah, you can pine for something that you miss and you can yearn for something that hasn't happened, but you can grieve for something that will never happen. And as well as that has already happened, like, I don't know. I like to challenge myself sometimes and think about a feeling and figure out which circle it would sit in. And a lot of things fit into one of those.
Is this a creation of your mind that you put together?
Yeah, this is like kind of like the liner notes for the record in a way. Like, it's the way of like addressing the project because I need to be grounded in something. Mm. Otherwise, I get too many ideas and it gets too big and then I won't follow through because I will let perfection get in the way of good and then the paralysis sets in. So just kind of bringing everything back to like, how do I ground what I'm trying to say and how do I distill it? And and that's where I landed.
What's the North Star? If you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Fables about the new track coming out very soon. It's called Eyes Closed. We're very excited. We have it loaded up, which is pretty cool. And we will play it with your permission in a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about the track. And I guess it fits in with what you were just saying too, because this track feels like that grieving for something that didn't exist, or like a loss of something that...
Yeah, it's trying to marry together the love that I knew and thought that I had and wanted, and then the kind of behavior, or I guess like the behavior that I was receiving, and trying to marry that up together and think, kind of redefine what I was willing to accept. And I guess I was given like a lot of relationship advice over the time, and as everyone does, and there was things that I was told, like, happy relationships you don't keep score. But when you're like a really generous person, that can be weaponized quite quickly, And it took me a long time to articulate that to myself.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Do you feel like your songs come out as lessons that you've learned? Are they...
Sometimes. Sometimes before... Yeah, before I've even figured out how to say it.
Wow.
It'll come out in the music first.
Such gorgeous songwriting. One of my favorite things about your projects as well is that you always have such a strong visual identity.
Yeah.
Can we talk about visuals for this track? Are there going to be visuals? Are we going to be able to? We are on radio, so no one can see this right now.
Yeah, but I'll do my best at being articulate. visuals. So every song on the record, in my head, I've kind of like assigned a color to it.
Mm.
And this one's like this ice blue kind of cobalt electric. Because a lot of them are really like glowy and sort of warm and crackly and wholesome. And this one is kind of feels nostalgic.
Yeah.
For something maybe you've not lived through.
Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm so excited. You always have such a strong visual identity, as I said. Who did you work with on this? On these visuals, because I know you've got a strong team.
I've got a great team. So this, as most things do, kind of came about not last minute. I had a very strong idea. Like, I wanted to do this scene with Joel Rindelab, beautiful comedian, lovely tall man with a mustache and a mullet. What else do you need?
Yeah.
What else do you need? And I just kind of wanted to play out this argument and or this kind of discussion and then have it reflected in ice skating.
Wow.
Or like in sport, essentially, yeah. Like this kind of dialogue that was maybe happening all in my head or maybe was a flashback. The kind of viewer can decide. But Finn Johansson, bass player extraordinaire, his artistry in his own right is amazing. He's a video game designer, and he has directed his second music video for me. Wow. Now, so yeah, got NZ On Air funding, decided to work with Finn again because he is so good at translating my kind of word salad into action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need that. You need a translator.
And we have this amazing trust with each other. Like, I don't actually have to explain everything to the T, and he might come up with like a wild card surprise interpretation, which was just exactly what we needed.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of distills everything into this world that I live in. Like, yeah. he sees me in that world in a way that I don't put myself there by myself, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I think I've always there's always that thing with, I think, creative people in particular. It's like you need someone to, I don't know, kind of filter through your raw creativity. And I think you have so much raw creativity, so that makes a lot of sense. Eyes Closed is the name of the track. Should we give it a listen?
Yeah, go on.
Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
It's Eyes Closed by Fable. That part at the end is ridiculous. Ridiculously gorgeous.
Thanks.
That is so beautiful. Wow. You were telling me while we were listening to that one note guitar solo, you played that.
It's my guitar solo debut.
When you play it live, are you going to like get up and grab an electric guitar and just go... Meow.
That'd be quite cool. Haven't quite figured that out yet. There's obviously way more parts than I have band members. Mm. So it's probably only ever going to exist like this in the recording. That's it kind of lives again every time we play it. It's slightly different.
So awesome. I had the privilege of seeing you live last year. Is there chances for people to come and see you play?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I haven't sold that many tickets to Lee, so I got to tell you about that one.
Please,
first.
Tell us all about
Hang on. I'm bad with dates, so I'm just going to pull it up on my phone because I'm stalling right now. But if you look up on official Fables Instagram, I'll race you.
Yeah.
Now I've got it. Okay, so starting with February the 19th at the Jam Factory, I'm playing Tauranga with Francis Allen. On February the 21st, Cupid Bar, Auckland. Last time we sold that out, and it was quite... it was a bit of a riot. Like, it was quite fun.
Wow,
it got that. It got, like, bigger than I had intended musically, but it was super fun. So... I think we were like, let's just do that again.
It's such a great space. I love Cupid Bar.
So that I think I didn't say the date, did I? February 21.
Yeah.
And then Lee Sawmill, like afternoon Sunday show, I believe, on
yes.
February the 22nd. And Cupid Bar and Lee is with Henna.
Oh, so I love that so much.
We'll have a great time.
Get along, see Fables. And this song is coming out this week, right?
Yeah, on Friday the 13th. Very like...
That's so is the music video releasing alongside the song at the same time? I got to be honest, I've seen this music video and it's amazing. So I would say go and listen to the song with headphones on and watch the music video because it's really beautiful.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks for having
Before
me.
Before we go, album comes out.
Oh, okay. Do you want to know the real truth?
The real truth and nothing but the truth, please.
Okay, I'll give you the real truth. If I do all my emails by the end of this week, the record will come out in time for Record Store Day, which is, I think, the 18th of April.
Yeah, I love Record Store Day.
And so this is me being accountable. If you find out that only it's pre-sales on that day, you know that I didn't finish my emails this week.
Let's all pray that the emails get finished.
So, yeah, let's pray to the email gods.
Thank you so much. Fables.